We've always loved the music of the L.A.-based singer-songwriter Sam Phillips. Originally a Christian singer as Leslie Phillips, Sam changed her name and started working with T-Bone Burnett, who later became her husband. That music on albums like Martinis and Bikinis was richly layered with gorgeous Beatlesque melodies. Her post-T-Bone work has taken on many forms as she explores the musical outlets available today. Before this new album, Sam spent a year on a subscription-only internet project called The Long Play. She also made music for television for the Gilmore Girls and the short-lived Bunheads. I asked her to contrast the experience of The Long Play with making her new album, Push Any Button.
Well, you know, it's instant gratification because I was able to record a song or record a group of songs, four or five songs, and then immediately get them to my listeners or people that wanted to hear them. And that was great fun because it, you know, in the old days, you could make a single and hopefully somebody would play it on the radio. It was akin to that. It was really exciting to be able to do things immediately. But, you know, this record has been, you know, a couple of years in the making, and with a long play, I was making music on the fly, making it very fast, just trying to write and record it as quickly as I could. With this record, it was, you know, we took our time recording it. I re-recorded some things that, you know, didn't seem right. So I did exactly the opposite on Push Any Button, and I'm very excited, you know, to see what happens if people like it.
Absolutely. Was there a point where you said, "Oh boy, I really want to take time on these songs. I really want to," that you decided maybe to not something that might have been for the long play, but you decided, "Nope, I'm saving it. I'm doing this album."
I did. As a matter of fact, Pretty Time Bomb, this song we're going to play here in a minute, is it's one of those songs that I began during the long play but didn't feel it fit with the other songs. And so I held that and worked on it for Push Any Button.
Excellent. So this is a Pretty Time Bomb from Push Any Button.
Make modern accommodations from audience reaction. Stereo realist, disconnected exposure meter. Start counting everybody. You're a mirror of your times. It's easy to change your name, but hard to change your life. Outdoor living in the Black Hills, fun's at an all-time high.
There's a song, as we just heard, that has been a long time in the making for the brand new Sam Phillips album, Push Any Button. That is a live version today of Pretty Time Bomb. Didn't you announce at some point that there was going to be an album with that title, right?
There was. But, right as we were going to press with the album, the bombings happened in Boston, didn't want to get any of the two mixed up or confused or shed any light on that situation. So I Push Any Button was my second title, which I liked. I mean, it's connecting the album to the 20th century when there were more buttons to actually push, not virtual buttons. And this record it's sort of a look at the future through the past. It is more of an impression of the time that I grew up in, you know, the late 60s, early 70s, all of that music that, you know, went in that I heard and my impression of that era.
Talk a little bit more about this looking back to look ahead, because I hear it musically, certainly, on the record a little bit.
Well, there wasn't any particular artist or any particular song that I was trying to, tip my hat to. It was really more of, you know, when people ask you about your influences, I always say that, you know, I'm not sure what my influences are because so many things went in when I was young, you know, a child, and things still go in, whether it's commercial music or, you know, music you hear in cartoons when you're little growing up. There are a lot of different influences. And so I really tried to just write from that place and record from that place. But none of us were saying, oh, let's make it like the 60s. It was really more like I wanted to have that feeling of the band called The Wrecking Crew. They were a bunch of studio musicians in Los Angeles during that time period, and they played on a lot of the pop hits, kind of, you know, facelessly, namelessly, and they were like a, you know, a factory. These songs and these artists would come through and they would play on them. So that's kind of the feeling that we wanted to have.
Well, now, you wanted to do this song called No Time Like Now, which is a really nice contrast to Pretty Time Bomb.
This is, yes, this we did. We actually first recorded this on a hot summer night, and it was, has a little bit of the Buddhist sentiment in it. But you'll see. This is No Time Like Now.
No time like this time. There's no time like now. There's no time like this time. What?
A live version of No Time Like Now, one of Sam Phillips' new songs from Push Any Button, and it's great to have a new album from Sam. Even though with the long play, we had a lot of music, but it's great to have this. One of the other things, you know, I talk about you as being a great example of musicians surviving in this new century is you've been really lucky on a couple of occasions to do music for television, and It seems to me a completely different job, sort of a completely different way of approaching music. And I was it completely different in the two shows you've been involved with, the Gilmore Girls and Bunheads?
The two shows were different, yeah, because we were, you know, Bunheads was about ballerinas, and so Amy and I discussed having a little more of the. Of the classical in it, so Eric Gorfain came in on the show and helped with some of the arrangements, some of the strings. We also had I did some source music for them, which is, for example, there was a jukebox called a little place called the Oyster Bar in town, which, you know, I imagine played a lot of surf music. So right. I did a lot of surf instrumentals for that. I wish I could have, the show could have continued so we could have done a whole album of surf instrumentals because it was really fun, but little things like that, different kinds of music that I don't maybe get to make and or haven't made yet, and you know, with my solo albums.
All right, what do you want to play next from Push Any Button?
I would like to play "You Know I Won't," which is a little more a little closer to the Nashville side of town.
Trouble at the back door, you've got trouble on the side. You left without leaving, making secrets you can't hide. You've been so cold, you've been so rough, but I'm not giving up on love. No, 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 you know I won't. You think you can keep me blind, make me wait to make up your mind, but you know set fires all over town and corner me till I run around, but you know I won't, you know I won't. You know I won't go through your pockets or follow you around. I'm gonna make my own world up with dreams you can't pull down. I'll never be the same, but I'm not taking all your blame.
Live in the World Cafe today, Sam Phillips, who's back with a really nice new album called Push Any Button, and that is a live version of You Know I Won't, which I love the fact that these songs are so concise. Are they short because you envision them that way to begin with, or how does it come out that way? Because, you know, obviously sometimes it's fun to stretch out.
I just stop when I think it's I think it's enough. So it's not very calculated, but I do think that growing up with vinyl, with records, there is an internal clock that you know, the clicks off at 30 minutes. So because I think this clocked in at 29 or 30 almost exactly. So it was great because we have pressed up vinyl. So it fit perfectly on the vinyl. But there's something about that. And I think I like the challenge of that format. When CDs came out, I think everyone felt like they were compelled to fill up the CD. And I never felt that. I thought, you know, less is more. Just try to make the less as good as you possibly can. So that's always been my philosophy. Cover a lot of ground in a short amount of time.
Very cool. Very cool. We have time for one more. What do you want to finish up with?
I would like to finish up with actually the last song on the album. This is called Can't See Straight.
One, two, three. Never could go with the crowd, even though they seemed to know where they were going. Years and years and miles of taking the high, taking the low road that my mind circles around. So I just can't see straight. Logic won't bend, it won't turn. It's a straight line going right up the middle. You plan it all in perfect order, then it zigs and it zags, zigs and it zags again when life circles around and you can't see straight. This world is so beautiful for no circles around and you can't see straight. Turn for the worse when I try to straighten little things about you. Who knows if you might need those bits and pieces down the road a ways when life circles around and you can't see straight. This world is so beautiful for no
Can't See Straight finishes up our session today with Sam Phillips and this great band playing the tunes from Push Any Button. Sam, congratulations on the new record. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Sam Phillips, our guest, and we shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Mm-hmm.